Blog Talk Radio.
My sister. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Truly, we thank the Lord for his blessings today. Thank God for all that he's done for us. He's been good to us. He's kept us. Process of trying to pick up Sister Holmes online.
Hello.
Hi, Sister Holmes. We're started service.
Oh, all righty. Thank you so much.
We thank God for all the saints of God who've gathered in the house of the Lord. Thank God for those who are online. Thank God for those who are on their way. Truly, God has been good to all of us since we last met. Thank God for even blessing on yesterday with the turkey giveaway and blessing us out there in the cold and blessing those who came to receive and how God supplied. Not only did he supply with food, but he also supplied with Bibles and materials. We thank God that, you know, they came, they received. Some were here when we got here, or right shortly after we got here, we were waiting.
And 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, they were here waiting to receive. And we thank God for that and all the saints who came out to work and the saints who were not able to come out and work, but we know they were praying for us.
Amen.
As we were outside. And a couple times we had to end up coming in and getting some heat, doing shifts of heat. You know, watch, but that's all right. God's still blessed. Amen. He still brought us through. And so we thank God for that. And ask God's continued blessings be upon us. Let us look to the Lord. Let's remember Sister Holmes, who's not able to be with us. Sister India, she said the household is sick right now. She's asked to be online. So let's remember her. And let's remember others who may be still on their way here. We want to thank God for all the saints of God. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we lift to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us this day. We thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we lie down last night. And you allowed us to rise this morning, clothed in our right mind. You've given us the activity and use of our limbs. And you blessed us, Lord God, with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And we want to truly thank you, Lord God, for being with us even on yesterday, Lord God, and how you blessed, dear Heavenly Father, while we were out in the elements, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Father, that it wasn't raining, it wasn't snowing, but we saw some snow flurries, but it was just cold, dear Father. And we thank you, dear Lord, that you allowed us to be able to bundle up. And we thank you for all those who came through and received, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in a special way, Lord God, that you would help them, Lord, to remember, Lord God, where their blessings have come from, not from this congregation, dear Lord, but they came from above. They came from you, dear Heavenly Father, and you allowed us, dear Heavenly Father, to show the goodness of thee. Father, we ask that you would help them, Lord God, to read the literature, to read the Bibles that were given, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to be able to come out, dear Father, to the house of God, dear Father, and to worship with the saints of God. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord God, for all the saints who are able to work. We thank you for all the saints who are home, dear Heavenly Father, and are praying for those of us who are out there, dear Father. We thank you, Father, for how you bless. We can't thank you enough for your manifold blessings upon this house of God and ask that you would continue to look down upon us with favor. Father, we thank you for the saints who have gathered in the sanctuary this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Carol, Lord God, and your blessings upon her. Thank you, Lord God, for how she came out on Tuesday, Lord God, and labeled all the Bible. And they're sitting there labeling the Bibles, dear Lord, and working, dear Father, so that the Bibles could be given out on Saturday, dear Father. We thank you for that, and thank you for your traveling mercies over the highway for her and Sister Regina. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Regina being here likewise, and ask your continued blessings upon her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Father, remember all the saints who may be still on the way. Sister Lillian, dear Father, we
yes.
thank you, dear Father. She was even able to come out on yesterday,
yes.
Lord God, and sit there, Lord God, and give comforting words, dear Father,
Amen.
To the children that
Amen.
Were there and to the saints, dear Father. We thank you for that. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would look in upon her with favor. Be with her, Lord
yes.
God, as she's on her way, if she's on her way to the house of God this morning. Bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Father, we ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, those we don't see as of yet. Remember Sister Webb, Lord God. Remember
yes.
Sister Belton and her family, Lord God, and Brother DeAndre. Remember Brother Tony, dear Father. We don't see them as of yet, dear Father, but we trust that they're on their way, dear Father, to the house of God. Remembering Brother Robert Williams, likewise, dear
yes.
Father.
Yes.
Father, we just ask that you would grant traveling mercies over the highways, Lord God, and that you would bless them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And please, Lord, allow no accidents to befall them. Father, we want to thank you and praise you this morning that you allowed, although Madeline was in an accident, dear Father, there in Georgia, dear Father, you did not allow, dear Father, her to be hurt, dear Father, outside of what some of the bumps and bruises and things that she received. We thank you, Lord God, that you blessed and that you were with her, Lord God. Remember Brother Byron, sister, and remember his wife, Judy,
yes.
Lord God. We understand that she's a little upset, dear Heavenly Father, been crying, dear Lord, but we thank you for your protection, dear Heavenly
thank
Father.
You, Lord.
We know, Lord God, she was in an accident, but Lord, we just thank you, it was no worse than what
yes.
it was, dear
yes.
Heavenly Father. And
right.
Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that your shield of protection continue to be around Madeline while she's there, dear Heavenly Father,
yes.
in Georgia. Likewise, her little friend, dear Heavenly Father, I can't remember his name at this time, dear Father, but we ask that you would remember him likewise in a special way, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We know you're able, dear Father.
Yes.
Likewise, remember all of our children, dear Heavenly Father, that are out of the ark of safety, that are living in other states, in various places, Lord God. We pray for them. We lift them up to you. We have children, Lord God, that are in college, dear Father, that are on campuses, Lord God, all over the United States, dear Heavenly Father. And so we're asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you look down upon them with favor. Watch over them. Protect them. Keep them, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to remember the things that they've been taught. Remember Jacob, Lord God, out
yes.
at sea, dear yes. Heavenly Father. Watch over him. Likewise, Tyrone, Lord God, down in Georgia, Lord God, on a mission down there, dear Father. We ask that you would watch over him too,
Lord,
dear Father.
Yes.
We know brothers and sister Scott, Lord God, have lifted him up to you, Lord God, and their desire is for him to come to you, Lord God. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus that you watch over and protect him, dear Father. Likewise, remembering our grandchildren and great-grands, Lord God. Some of us have them, Lord God, that are in the military, Lord God.
Yes.
Some of them, Lord God, are out there, dear Father, in the streets, dear Heavenly Father. And we pray for them and ask that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know that time is winding up. Let them know, Lord God, we are living in some perilous times right now. And dear Father, it behooves all mankind to make their way to Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for all of the saints that are listening on, dear Heavenly Father. Those who are unable to get out, dear Father. We thank you for Sister Holmes, Lord God. She's unable to be out this morning, but we thank you, Lord God. She called first thing to make sure, Lord God, that we would make sure we dialed her in, dear Father, so she could hear the services, dear Father. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for how you have blessed her. We ask that you would continue to be with her, Lord God, and body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father. Likewise, Brother Mann, dear Father, we thank you, Lord God, as he came in this morning, walking up the steps, saying one more time, he was able to be in the house of the Lord,
Amen.
And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, Lord God. Remember his family that's caring for him, Lord God,
yes,
in a special
Lord.
Way. Father, thank you, Lord God. When we look out and see all the saints of God, we don't want to forget anyone, but we ask that you would remember them in a special way, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Thank you for Sister Smith being here, Brother Jackson, Lord God,
yes,
and Brother Marie, Sister Blake, Lord God, Sister Melina, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Millicent, Lord God. We thank you for the saints of God are here in the house of God. Sister Lauren Seen, dear Heavenly Father. Don't want to forget her, dear Father. Brother Byron, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we pray we're going to forget someone, but Lord, we just thank you and praise you on behalf of all the saints who are here this morning, dear Father. We ask that you remember Brother PJ. We understand he's been working some overtime, dear Father. Ask that you would bless and be with him, knowing, dear Father, that he would be here, Lord God, if it be your will, dear Father. So we just ask that you would bless and be with him, dear Heavenly Father.
Thank you for our children, Lord God, and how you have blessed them, Lord God, to be out this morning, dear Father. We thank you for them being in the Sunday school, dear Father. Thank
yes.
you for how they're learning, dear Father, how, dear Lord, that they're hearing the word of God, dear Heavenly Father, and will be able to apply it in their lives, dear
yes.
Heavenly Father. Watch over and protect them and keep them safe, Lord God. Remember their parents, dear Heavenly Father, in a
yes.
special way, we pray. Father, we ask this morning that you would remember Sister India. Lord God, she,
yes.
her family is not feeling well. She said everyone's sick in the home, dear Father. And so we lift her up, dear Father, to you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that likewise you remember little Infinity in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you for her and ask that you would bless her, Lord God. You know what's on her heart, dear Father. You know all the things that, dear Father, she's dealing with right now, dear Father. But Father, we just ask that you would bless her, Lord God, and keep her, Lord, encouraged to run this race. Help her, Lord God, to not forget, dear Father, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together,
yes.
dear Father, as the manner of such is. You said the more we see the day approaching. Dear Father, the house of God is where we need to be, Lord God. Round the saints of God is where we need to be, Lord God, when we're going through something, Lord God, so the saints of God can get underneath the burden, dear Father, and help, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Sandy and Sister Carolyn in a special way, Lord God. We understand Sister Carolyn is ailing in body, dear Father, but we know you're able, dear Father. We ask that you would bless her and be with her, dear Father. Thank you for Sister Sandy and ask that
yes.
you would bless her likewise, dear Father. Strengthen her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would remember Brother Monty and his family, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God. And ask likewise that you would be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his children, dear Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear Father. We know they went through the Sunday school here, so
yes.
they know the word of God. So we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. We're thinking of Madison. She's coming to mind, Lord God.
Yes.
Remember her, dear Father, and remember her brother. I can't think of his name right now, but remember them in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Keonti, dear Heavenly Father,
yes.
we ask that you remember her, dear Father, and her sisters, dear Lord. We just want to thank you and praise you this morning, dear Father, and ask
yes.
that you would bless. Likewise, remembering Brother Jay, dear Father, in a special way. Remember his family, Lord God. We pray for him and ask that you would bless and remember his grandchildren, Lord
yes.
God. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for Sister Ferris Day, dear Father, and her family, Lord God. Remember her sister Baji, dear Father, as she's with child, dear Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon her that you would continue to be with her, Lord God. Remember her sister Simone, dear Father, in a special way too, dear Father. Ask that you would bless there. Remembering Sister Marvinia, dear Father. We heard from her, dear Father. Ask that you would bless her, dear Father,
yes.
there in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Sanders in Florida, along with Sister
dear
Teresa
God.
And Sister Amy, dear Father. Ask your blessings upon them likewise, dear Father. Be with them, dear Father. Be their guide. Be their direction.
Yes.
Be their strength
Lord.
They so desperately stand in need of. Oh, Father, we don't want to forget anyone, but we just want to thank you for all, dear Father, who've called in, dear Heavenly Father, or listening in, dear Lord.
Dear
pray, Lord God, that you remember Brother Bill in a special way in Georgia, dear Father.
Yes.
Touch him in his body, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his daughters, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, that they allowed us to know, dear Heavenly Father, that he is suffering in his body, dear Lord. But we know you are able, dear Father. Dear Father, we thank you for him and ask that you would bless. Likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Margie in a special way, Lord God, in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. You know what she's dealing with, dear Father. We ask that you would touch her and remember her husband, Brother Leonard, in a special
yes.
way, dear Father. Ask your blessings upon them too, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we don't want to forget anyone, and we know, dear Father, we have another prayer that's coming up, dear Father. So, Father, we just ask that you would bless and be with us as we begin the services for you, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we lift your name up this morning, dear
yes.
Father. We thank you and pray. Praise you this morning, dear Father, for all that you have done for us as we're going into the cold winter and the winter season. We thank you, Lord God, for a roof over our head.
Thank
we thank you, Lord God, for warmth. We thank you for heat, dear Father. Thank you for blessing Sister Carol to get her heat
thank
back
you,
on, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for staying back the harsh weather, Lord God, so that our heat can be turned back on. And we thank you for that. And thank you, Lord God, for the blankets we have and the warm bed and a pillow
thank
to sleep
God.
On, Lord God. None of us, as far as I know, slept underneath a bridge last night. So
my
we thank
God.
You for that and ask that you would bless. Remember those who are less fortunate than we are this morning, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, for those who may have slept under a bridge, who may
my
be sleeping
Lord,
on the side of a highway or roadway in a tent, dear Father, who may all have all their belongings, Lord God, in a cart, dear Father.
God.
We pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you would have mercy on them and bless their Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember those who are out of the ark of of safety, Lord God. We don't want to forget, Lord God, the lost, dear Father, this morning. We pray, Lord God, for individual souls, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, to hear the word of God. Help them to know the good news that Jesus Christ saves, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, they're not too sinful that they cannot be saved, but they got to step out in faith and believe. Father, we want to thank you and praise you this morning. We ask that you get the glory in the services. Remember our world leaders in a special way, Lord God. We pray for our president. We pray for those in our Congress. We pray for both parties, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and whoever people are calling themselves today. We pray for mankind, dear Heavenly Father. You told us to do so in the Word of God. And so we lift them up to you, Lord God, knowing that you are able. Now, Father, you get the glory out of our lives this day. Thank you for your manifold blessings. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord God, for how you touch Sister Blake in her foot, dear Heavenly Father. She's able, Lord God, to get around even on Tuesday when we were here in the church working to get ready for Saturday, Lord God. She was walking around and buzzing around, dear Father. Lord God, you would not even have known, dear Father, that last Sunday she was hardly being able to walk on a cane, but on Tuesday morning she was going up and down the steps, downstairs, Lord God, carrying pans of sweet potatoes and boxes of potatoes, Lord God, and helping out with turkeys, Lord God, and various things, Lord God. We thank you for that and ask that you will continue to bless her, Lord God, knowing, dear Father, that she has another procedure on this week on Wednesday, Lord God. We know you're able, Lord God, to go ahead and prepare that way too. We just ask that you would bless her and give her the desires of her heart. Thank you for her, dear Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Millicent as she leads the choir this morning, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her. Thank you, Lord God, that she led the Sunday school this morning. We thank you for that and ask your continued blessings be upon her. Now, Father, get the glory out of each and every one of our lives. As we enter into this service this day, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning, dear Father. We want to lift up your name, dear Heavenly Father. We want to glorify you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done for us, all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf, not forgetting our brothers and sisters across the land, dear Heavenly Father, our brothers and sisters in Xenia, our brothers and sisters here in Columbus, Ohio, all over the world, dear Father, those in the mission fields, Lord God, remember them in a special way this morning. Yes. Father, we pray that you would bless and have thine own way. Remember those we haven't seen in a while. We just ask that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to come out to the house of God to hear the word of God. Now, Father, we just pray that you would bless. We pray, Lord God, that you would do the praying, the preaching, the singing, dear Heavenly Father, and that all things will be done to your glory and to your honor. As we lift up your name this morning, dear Heavenly Father, we know it's worthy. You are worthy to receive all praise and all glory and all honor. Thank you likewise for our officer, Todd, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for him being here even on yesterday and helping out, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us with this beautiful man, dear Heavenly Father, this officer, Lord God, who has now become one part of the family of God, praying for his soul likewise, dear Heavenly Father, praying for those, Lord God, that all those, dear Father, in his command, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you would bless and be with them. Remember his children, Lord, and his wife in a special way. Now, Father, we pray that you would bless. Have thine own way, dear Father. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.
Morning. Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 95? 95. I love you, Lord. You have to have a love for the Lord to be in his house. You have to have a love for him.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy.
Giving God glory. Thank God this morning. That is our prayer. We want the Lord to take joy in our prayer, in our praise, in the preaching of his eternal word. Thank God. So glad to be here this morning. So glad to see everyone. Thank God for salvation this morning. Amen. Amen. Man, we go knowing that we're going every day in the strength that the Lord gives us. Amen. Not in our own strength. So good to be able to just praise God. I just say glory to God in the highest. Amen. We know that sometimes around December, people, they get the songs, the carols, the seasonal carols, and they say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. But any day, any time of the year, we say glory to God in the highest, and the peace on earth is the peace that he puts in us by his great salvation, by his spirit. And since we're on earth, that peace is in us. So that's the peace on earth that the Lord has given us and is able to give to any who come to him in faith. And so we just thank God for his goodness. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning and thanking God for her and thanking God for the strength that he's given her and how the Apostle Paul talked about those who work with him, and he called them yoke fellows, those who are in the yoke with him. Even he was laboring in the word, but there were those who were right by his side in the yoke serving the Lord. And Sister Jenkins, Pastor Jenkins is the same way, and she's laboring in the word and laboring in for souls. And when there's something to be picked up, something to be swept, something to be pushed, something to be pulled, she's right there in the harness with all the rest of the saints. And we just thank God for using her. And the Lord Jesus said, he who would be great among you, let him be your servant. And so we thank God. This is a great congregation.
Amen.
And I mean great in just in that sense, in that context. He says, because we serve the Lord. We serve the Lord Christ. And so we just thank God this morning. Amen. And greetings and hello to everyone who's online and everyone who's on the phone this morning. We're just thankful that we can come together in the name of the Lord. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. 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 Beginning with verse 10. And reading through verse 24, which is through the end of the chapter. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10 through verse 24. Amen. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness,
and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel,
for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord shall make known to you all things,
whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts.
Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Together, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Praise our God. Love in sincerity.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Because we have unfeigned love for the brethren and unfeigned love for our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not fake. It's not put on. But in sincerity, thank God. And based on what the rest of the word of God says, the Lord would not receive any other kind.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for his word and how it ministers to our hearts even now, even before the message. Amen. Just reading the word of God. And so we thank God for his, again, for all that our hearts have already heard. So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, knowing that the Lord is able to hear our humble cry. So we'll ask if there are special requests, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Regina.
The Carter family,
grace
for them.
Yes.
On her way back.
Amen. Today. Amen. Amen. And thank the Lord. Yes, Sister Regina said, pray for JC Village because they're having a lot of problems over there. And also remember the Carter family in their bereavement. And Shanice, Sister Regina's granddaughter, Shawnice, traveled to Washington, D.C. to attend the services, and she's on her way back. She's on her way back now, so remember her in prayer that the Lord will bless and keep her safe as she journeys back home. Sister Smith.
I just want to say I had a lovely time yesterday being here. And when I was praying, I was telling the brother, and I was praying and mentioned everybody's name. And I told God, it's just me being one, all on one accord. And
amen.
I didn't think too much about the COVID, but when we came in here, we just said to Renee, instead of Brother Man's place, he going, ooh, it felt good. It felt really good. I just want to say, I thank God for the children that were here today.
Amen.
Wow. And also my class. And I continue to pray for our loved ones.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Sister Smith was saying, what a blessing it was to be here on yesterday for the turkey giveaway and the unity and oneness that the Lord has placed in us. And every time we come together, whether it's for worship service or for working, the Lord has that unity and oneness. And because God is one, and if we're His, then we're going to be one. And Sister Smith asked for prayer. She's talking about the how she appreciated the heat and coming in and getting warmed up. So we thank God. We thank God for that as well. And to pray for our loved ones, those who are unsaved as well. And remember the children. We were thankful that the children were here in Sunday school today, and we thank God for that and ask you to continue to bless them. There are many things that confront our children in our schools and so on, things that we never had to deal with. And so remember our children much in prayer, because the devil's after our children. He wants to destroy them. He wants to take them aside, take them astray, bind them up, and put them in bondage to sin and to serve him. And so remember our children much in prayer.
Sister Blake, I need to correct something. I said Sister India's household was sick, but it's Sister June. Sister Webb, their household was sick, so remember them much. She's on back in the back. But,
all right.
But Sister India, I believe she has to work. Remember her much.
Amen. 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 Sister India has to work. Sister June Webb's household has sickness in there, so remember her much in her and her family much in prayer. Sister Carol. Amen.
I'm so grateful for it.
Amen.
And also one of the stuff,
Yes.
She is so upset because her friends are kind of turning against her. Her dad, stepmother, they really laid it to her, and which was not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
She just lost her money.
Yes. Yes.
Thing, so I talked to her about just give her courage and do not let that get her back.
Amen.
So
remember the McGrail family much in prayer. Some of them have COVID and really are kind of being persecuted within their own family because they didn't get the shot. So remember those who are ill, who have the COVID virus, and remember those who are coming down hard on those who didn't get the shot, those who are said they're already sick. So it doesn't do any good to come down on chastise and rebuke them. So remember those that need to have more compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, amen. Amen. Remember Pastor Jenkins also bringing the word. Remember all those who are on our prayer list as well. Amen. Other requests? Brother Byron.
Truly thank the Lord to be here today. Thanks. And thank you for your prayers. Always thank you for your prayers for my family. And truly, as you know, some of you know, Matt was in a car accident. And you know, it happened that quickly. I just said to you all sitting there in the garage that I'm going up to the car bureau. And while I was sitting there in the car bureau, I saw Kendall's name come on my phone. Well, I just talked to Kendall on Wednesday because he called me on my birthday. So I know he doesn't call me that soon. So I immediately just said, Lord bless.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
And they had to call my wife. So then I called her and let her know.
Yes.
But, you know, just thank the Lord for his blessings.
Amen.
For prayers that go up for our children and, you know, an unseen dangers that life.
Mm-hmm.
And that he protected her and kept her safe. She's doing okay. She's feeling some stiffness. One of her
sure.
Is a little stiff. But it was a pretty good thing.
Yes, yes.
So, thank the Lord that it was no worse than it was.
Amen.
And keep my wife in prayer. My wife has been kind of broken up about it.
Yes. It's Brother Byron, remembering Madeline, thanking God that the car accident that she was in was not worse than what it was. Thanking God that her injuries were not worse. They had some shoulder stiffness and so on, which is certainly understandable and perhaps even some nervousness. I would be if I'd been in a car accident like that. But we thank God for his mercies. So continue to remember Madeline much in prayer that the Lord will touch her. And continue to remember Brother Byron as well. And continue to remember his companion Judy especially, that the Lord would just give her strength. And that the Lord will bless Brother Byron to be that strong shoulder that Judy can lean on and depend on and know that Brother Byron is leaning on God. And so she can lean on Brother Byron for now. And we want her to also be able to lean on God as well. Amen. So we thank God for what he has done. And be with Madeline also, that she'll be dealing with, there's the aftermath of the accident, and there are things that have to be done and procedures and things that have to be filed and you know, getting another vehicle and so on. And all of that is part of the follow-up process to that. So continue to remember Madeline much in prayer and Kendall, her friend.
Sister Blake, I ask that you remember our family this week. You know, it's Mom and Dad's birthday would be Thursday.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Remember the Johnson family this week because Brother Lawrence and Sister Dee's birthday would be this week. So remember the family much in prayer.
Sister Blake, Sister Holmes.
Yes, Sister Holmes. Amen. Sister Holmes said, remember her and her family. Yes, Sister Millicent.
Continue to remember Sister Lawrence and Randy, much in prayer. The accident hit, I believe it was two people, him and another guy. But remember them. They were at the filling station. And not sure what happened, but the car blew up and right here on West Broad Street at the certified. So remember them in the hospital. He called her yesterday to let it know. So just remember that situation much in prayer. Your family knows who he is, but just remember them much in prayer.
Amen.
You never know when something may happen. They were getting gas and the thing blew up. So remember them much in prayer.
Yes.
Continue to remember me. I thank the Lord for his many blessings, all that he's done for me. I'm doing on Thursday for them to put the crown in my mouth. So.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Francine.
Yes.
Remember Sister Francine's surgery on Thursday. And as Pastor Jenkins prayed, you remember my eye surgery on Wednesday as well. Sister Carol.
Sister Blake,
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Carol, she has two appointments. On Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday. Amen. Amen. All general requests. We all need something from the Lord. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Smith to take us to the throne of grace. If there's someone with a need, the Lord is ready to hear. Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 428? 428 in the worship of the Lord. Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
To give all praise, honor, and glory to God the Father, Christ Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit that abideth with them and in them. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you have done for each and every one of us. We thank you for our health and our welfare, but most of all, we thank you for saving our souls that we may serve you in a godly way and an upright way. For we realize without it, we can do nothing, but we realize with it, we can do all things that is pleasing to thy sight by the grace of God, through the Spirit of God. Can't thank you enough, dear Heavenly Father, for yesterday being here at the Church of God, passing out turkey and also passing out meals, dear Heavenly Father, for those in need, dear Heavenly Father. But most of all, they had a Bible in the back to Heavenly Father and hoping and praying by the grace of God through the Spirit of God that they took the time out to read scriptures to Heavenly Father. Because we realize time is winding up and souls need to be saved by grace and by the Spirit of God. We realize we're not here to stay. We're here today. We can be leaving today. But the most blessed thing of all is to know that our heart and our soul is right with Thee. We have nothing to lose, but we have everything to gain. And that's eternal life in heaven. We thank You, dear Heavenly Father, even for those that are listening to the preaching and the teaching over the phone, dear Heavenly Father, praying for their souls, dear Heavenly Father, praying that You will prick their hearts and souls, dear Heavenly Father, for those that know not the Word of God, that they may get closer to Thee in times like these. We thank You, dear Heavenly Father, for the Word of God that's being preached to us on Sundays, dear Heavenly Father, but even Brother Byron on Wednesdays, dear Heavenly Father, giving us scriptures. And then when He gives us the scriptures, I was telling downstairs, He always explains it in detail so that we can know, dear Heavenly Father. Also write down those scriptures so that we can go over those scriptures sometime during the week and grow closer to Thee and more like Thee, Christ-like and godly life. I tell you, God the Father, it's a blessing to study to show Yourself approved. It's a blessing to search the scriptures, dear Heavenly Father. But it's a blessing, as the Word of God says, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, I tell you, I pray and I talk to You all the time because I need You. And as You need me, I don't want to be lost because I'm looking to make heaven my home. And I thank You for the saints that are here today, dear Heavenly Father. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Beverly Carroll, dear Heavenly Father. She's a sweetheart. She's got heat in the house, but she's got us, dear Heavenly Father. And we'll be there to help her in a time of need. We thank You for Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father. She's been through a lot, but by Your grace and by Your prayers, by our prayers, dear Heavenly Father, You've healed her, dear Heavenly Father, but still working with her, honey. And on top of that, we're praying for the senior citizen building where she stays at, dear Heavenly Father, praying for those souls there, because I know she's an encouragement and a likeness to them by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God that abides with her and in her. We're also praying for Sister, for Matt and dear Heavenly Father, for also Brother Byron and also for Judy, dear Heavenly Father, his wife, and also for Jacob, dear Heavenly Father, who is now in the service, dear Heavenly Father, out there on the sea. We're praying for those souls, dear Heavenly Father, and please don't forget Yolanda, Noel, and Janelle, Nye, and Malaysia, because they need to be saved by the grace of God. But I'm praying that I may be an encouragement and a light unto them by the life that I live and by the Word of God. Can't thank You enough for our minister, Sister Renee Jenkins, for the preaching and the teaching. I tell you, she lays it out even on Sundays, scriptures. And then she also gives me for the scriptures. That's what I'm saying. There's no excuses for not being saved. The only reason why people don't want to be saved is because they don't want to serve God, the Father, Christ Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But I tell you, you got two places to go. Heaven's one, and that's what we're looking forward to, heaven. But hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And I tell you, it's not a very good place to be in a time like these. A special prayer blessing for Brother Levesta, dear Heavenly Father, for we know the Spirit always works with him and in him, dear Heavenly Father, as he continues to talk to us about the Word of God and even about the scriptures that he's given on Wednesdays, and that's a blessing. We thank you for Sister Maria, dear Heavenly Father, and for her companion, Brother Arvier, DeAndre, dear Heavenly Father, and also for the two children, dear Heavenly Father, which is a blessing. We do miss Brother Tony, dear Heavenly Father, hoping that he's okay by the grace of God, through the Spirit of God. We can't thank you enough for Sister Patricia Blake, dear Heavenly Father, truly a blessing and encouragement to our souls by the Word of God. And when I see her and Brother Maurice as husband and wife, that's nothing but the Spirit that abides with them and in them as a couple. And I'll tell you, they're just a blessing when they preach to Heavenly Father the Word of God. We thank you for Brother Thomas Mann, dear Heavenly Father. You know, he's 93 years old and still coming to church to hear the Word of God. We also continue to pray for his wife, Sister Theola, dear Heavenly Father, praying for them both soul and body, but most of all praying for their health. You said in James 4:45-8, if I'm not mistaken, is any among you afflicted? Yes. Is any Mary letting sing songs? And we're praying that you will continue to heal them inwardly as well as outwardly, dear Heavenly Father, from their suffering and from their aches and pains by the grace of God. And we know that you can do all things because I know I had colon cancer and I know what you've done for me by the saints praying for me and also for me praying for myself. Look where I am today at Church of God, standing up on the pulpit, preaching by the grace of God through the Spirit of God. And I thank you for that. Because I can do nothing without you. But with you, I can do all things. It's pleasing to thy sight. We thank you, Sister Millicent, Heavenly Father. I guess this song is to sing and give praise and honor to. We thank you for Sister Millicent, Heavenly Father, that's in the prayer room, Heavenly Father, the other room that does take the tapes and everything. And we're also praying for Brother PJ. I don't know if he's here or not, but praying for him that he may be that light to his wife, Heavenly Father. There's so much to pray for, Heavenly Father, but I'm thankful for what you have given me to pray for. And I thank you for saving my soul and making me whole by the grace of God through the Spirit of God, now and forevermore into eternity. Amen.
Amen. Lord bless.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Before you to lift the morning offering, thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Thank God. This is the second Sunday of the month, almost halfway through November. Special offering for today is for the building fund. And that offering may be placed in the center plate, and tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God. Even as Pastor Jenkins prayed at the beginning, she was praying and she said, and there will be other prayers to follow. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for hearing us, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, but you hear, as you heard Sister Jenkins, Lord, so you, the same way you, Lord, you heard Sister Smith. Lord, same way, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you hear this prayer. Lord, and those of us who were praying, dear God, even those who were down at an altar, dear God, Lord, we believe and are sure, dear God, that you heard us, dear Father.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, because we know, dear God, that we have an audience with thee, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us each and every one, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings, dear God, that you have provided for us. We pray, dear God, that you would receive even these offerings, dear Father. Lord, we're bringing in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, Lord, in obedience to your word. But, Lord, even these tithes and offerings seem such a small thing, dear Lord, compared, dear Father, to the blessings, dear God, that you have poured upon us. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, as we humbly, Lord, bring our tithes and offerings in, Lord, that you would multiply them as only you can, and that you would use them to your glory and to your honor. Bless each gift and each giver, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless and have your way. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father's wondrous works we see in the earth and sea and sky. He rules o'er all in majesty from his royal throne on high. What a mighty God we serve! What a mighty God! The raging winds and waves are calm when he says to them, be still. The heavens praise him in a song, and the angels do his will. What a mighty God we serve! What a mighty God we serve! Reigning above all his throne. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Reign above, on the throne of love. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Gentlemen, faith, brethren, do you have your mic?
Sorry, I didn't tell them. He came up, they looked at me and I.
When Jesus comes, gather his own.
I'm going to hear you, brother.
Into the truth, a crown is given. Amen. I want to hear him say, my servant, well done. Thy soul shall know the joys of heaven. Amen.
When Jesus come again to gather his own and to the truth, the crown is given. I want to hear him say, my servant, well done, and that's a blessed, the joy of God. I want to know that he will welcome me. I do not want to be denied. I want to see his skin in the city, so fair and there with him, within my eyes. Well, to know that he will welcome me, I do not want to be denied. I want to see with him in that city so fair, and there with me, with him abide. I want to tell to all the story of love that they may know his pardon free, and there we find his crowning glory of love, see the crown of victory. I want to know that he will welcome me, dear. I do not want to be denied. I want to meet him in that city so fair and there with him abide. He's coming back again, his jewels to claim, they may receive eternal rest. It's sweet to know that all those coming, his name shall be renowned with the best. I want to know that he will welcome me. I do not want to be denied. I want to meet him in that city so fair, and there with him will him abide. I do not know the day my Savior will come, but I must be prepared to go. If I am ready, he will call me his own and have enough for me to know. I want
want to know that he will welcome me. I do not want to be denied. I want to meet him in that city so far I never met with him alive. I do not know the day my Savior will come, but I must be prepared to go. If I am ready, he will call me his own, and that's enough for me to know. I want to know that he will welcome me. I do not want to be denied. I want to meet him in that city so fair and back enough for him alive. I want to know
that he will welcome me there.
I do not want
to be denied.
I want to be with him in that city so fair and back enough.
With him above,
I want to know.
I want to know that he will welcome me there. I do not want to be denied. I want to meet him in the city, so fair and ever there. With him above,
amen. I do not want to be denied.
Amen.
I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. I do not want to be denied.
Amen.
Praise our God. I want to meet him in that city so fair, right, and ever there with him abide. Praise our God.
Amen.
Brother Maurice, it was page 480 in the evening light.
Amen.
Amen. I saw him turn up. Amen. Praise our God.
Praise our
Amen.
God. His jewels.
Amen. God. He's coming back again, his jewels to claim.
Praise
they
God.
Shall receive eternal rest.
Yes.
Just sweet to know that all who come in his name shall there be numbered with the blessed. Amen. We're blessed now. We're going to be blessed even more then.
Amen.
Praise our
Praise
God.
God.
I want to know.
I want to know.
I want to, this is a no, Pastor Wilbur would say, this is a no-so salvation. I want to know that he will welcome me there. I don't want to be, well, I hope so. No, 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 no. I want to know that he will welcome
sure.
me there.
Amen.
For sure.
Amen.
And so when we listen to the word being preached, we can know. The word will show us just where we are. The word is our looking glass.
Amen.
So we can know exactly where we are, where
God.
We stand
Amen.
With God. And if we're unsure, then we can see what the word says and do what the word says, and then we can be sure. Because we know that God's word cannot fail.
Amen.
Amen. All of his promises are true.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Sister Marie, you don't have to put an application to see if you're going to get denied.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
our good God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank God. Because
yes,
the price has already been paid.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God.
Amen.
Already prepared the way.
Already
Amen.
Prepared. Thank
Praise God.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I can tell you feel as good as I do.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Shall we stand? Amen. We want to look to the Lord. We want to acknowledge the Lord and his spirit,
Amen.
Even as his word comes before us, knowing that when we hear the word being preached, the word is being preached through the spirit.
Yes.
And Sister Jenkins is God's vessel to bring us the word. And so we're going to pray that the Lord will anoint her to preach the word to us.
Amen.
Because we know that there's joy in the Lord. There is joy in his word.
Amen.
Whether it's for, whether it's where we see doctrine or reproof or correction or instruction in righteousness,
yes.
However the Spirit of God is bringing it to us,
Amen.
We know that it's for our good.
Amen.
And so we're going to look to the Lord and ask the Spirit of God to have his way. dear God, our Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, because there is joy in the Lord, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we can have that true joy now, dear God. In order for us to have that true joy hereafter, we've got to have that joy now. And so we thank you, dear God, Lord, for what you have already done, Lord, in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. Father, we pray, Lord, your anointing, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. Lord, we're asking, dear God, for you to pour your spirit out on Pastor Jenkins, dear God, that she may preach the word of God with power from on high, dear God. Lord, that she may preach the word with power as it goes forth. And, Lord, through your word, Lord, we may receive the power to stand on your word, dear God, even as it is preached unto us, that we may have power to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world according to the scriptures. So, Lord, we're asking, dear God, for you to pour out your spirit on Pastor Jenkins. Bless her, dear God, from head to toe, dear Father, as she preaches the word. Bless us, Lord, from head to toe as we receive your word, dear God, for we know, dear God, that we need it in order to live in this life. Have your way, dear God, and just, Lord, have full sway in the furtherance of this service. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake, the saints here at Wayne Avenue, I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God, as it's been said, even on yesterday, how truly the Lord blessed. Thank God for the beautiful prayer, and he gave Sister Smith
Amen.
And song service. He blessed Sister Millicent with
Amen.
And the beautiful prayers that have been rendered today. Just thank God. Even our Sunday school lesson, beautiful Sunday school lesson. Amen.
Amen.
But we thank God, and to know that when Jesus comes again, we'll be ready to go. Amen.
Amen.
Not getting ready, but we'll be ready. Amen. 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 Thank God for each and every one and all the children that are here. And I ask those of mine to sit up on the bench, get your Bibles. Matthew, London, sit up. Get your Bibles. Because once you're writing down the scriptures, you're old enough now to know the word of God and to know that this word is for you too. Not just for those of us who are old or got golden Buckeye cards, but it's for everyone.
Amen.
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 Because Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've looked at the obituary lately, but there's a lot of younger ones in there that don't have golden Buckeye cards.
Yes.
But I thank God I have my golden Buckeye card, and I also have my ticket to his kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Because God is coming back. He's coming back. And we're seeing the times are telling us that. In our hearing this morning, we read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 24. Thank God, in that verse 24, it said, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. And I thank God to know that the saints here love God and love Jesus Christ in all sincerity. Thank God for that. But we would like to go back to verse 11 of our scripture reading to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. And I know, saints of God, that we still have more armor to learn about during our Bible study, upcoming Bible study. But I thank God that there's still enough word in here that what God, the Spirit has given me, the Spirit still has enough to give to Brother Maurice. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
There's always something more, Brother Maurice, that we can pull out of this. But I thank God for his word. Lord bless. Lord bless. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, the armor of God.
Amen.
The armor of God. You see, as believers, we have been called to be soldiers in the army of the Lord. And as soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need God's protection around the clock. We need his protection from a world that is very hostile and full of hatred. toward each other and against the things of Almighty God. Yes, our God is our protector, and he has given us six pieces of armor that we are told to put on so that we can stand in the evil day. In verse 11 of our scripture reading, it said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And saints of God, have we not seen these things? He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. See, God doesn't want us to piecemeal on the armor, but he wants us to take all of the spiritual armor that God has given to you and I, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. You see, we're living in a time right now when the evil days are very present all around us all the time. And the armor of God is there so that we can resist these temptations, saints of God, and that you and I can be immovable when the enemy comes in like a flood. We won't cow down to the enemy, but we will stand having our loins girt about with truth, with and having on the breastplate of righteousness and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then he went on to say, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Oh, saints of God, how many know what I'm talking about when I say the fiery darts are flying thick and fast from the enemy of our soul? Then he went on and told us, he said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You see, saints of God, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, our prayers, are all so that you and I can go forward in the Lord. The enemy would try to have us to go backwards, but we need on the armor so that we can go forward in Almighty God. You see, each piece of his armor is necessary for a child of God. David reminds us in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, that the battle is not ours, but God's. You see, God has given us all the intelligence we need to fight the enemy of our souls. And he's given us what we need to keep the enemy under our feet. We're told in the 144th division of Psalms, verse 1, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. You see, he has trained our hands for war. He has revealed the enemy's strategies to you and I. And he has given us his counterattack plan. Oh, saints of God, let us not let the devil catch us off guard when without having on the armor of God. I'm afraid that is the reason why many professed Christians today are struggling with this Christian walk. It is because they have failed to put on the whole armor of God that will enable them to ward off the attacks of the devil. And because they do not have it on, they are throwing in the white towel, so to speak. Mm-hmm. The enemy of their soul is pressing hard at them, causing them to struggle with the basic Christian graces that we are told about in 2 Peter. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what it says there in 2 Peter, that first chapter, starting with verse 4. It tells you and I, it says, whereby are given unto us, he said, exceeding great and precious promises. Do we believe the word of God? He said, by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. See, you see, verse 4 here was God's part. Our part is found in verse 5 as we go on. He said, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and besides this, given all diligence, all saints of God, you and I are to exert the tremendous effort, every effort that we have to add to our faith. You think about it, saints of God. We know that without having faith, we cannot please God. As true believers, we walk by faith and not by sight. Having faith in God acknowledges our complete belief in God and in the Bible and in his word that he has left on record for us. Our faith is also full and complete when we have full confidence in what God has said in his eternal word and in his love for you and I and in his power to help us in whatever situation we might be in this life. We are told in Hebrews 11 verse 6 these words, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, yes, faith is our choice. Anyone that wants to become a Christian must choose to believe in Jesus Christ,
amen,
that he died for their sins, and that believing in him, your sins will be forgiven. The promise is clear to all of us. We all know it quite well. In John 3, verse 16, we're coming back to 2 Peter. In John 3, verse 16, we're told these words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe the word of God? He said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, Christ's mission was not to come in and to condemn the world. The world was already condemned,
yes,
because of the,
yes,
fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. He went on to say, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And then we are told in John 5, these words in verse 24. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You see, to simply be saved, one must have faith and belief in Jesus Christ. Salvation, as we know it, is a gift. It is not something that one attains on our own efforts. Ephesians 2:8 lets us know those words. He says there in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We have nothing to boast about.
Amen.
You see, acknowledgement of one's sins, repentance, and being born again, and belief in Almighty God are the first vital steps to come into Almighty God. Not one of us could save ourselves, and no one can save themselves today. It has to come through belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we are told in Romans 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You see, in order for one to receive this gift, they've got to believe in and personally accept Almighty God's gift to us. Oh, and his gift was his son. I believe, saints of God, and I know you agree with me, that forgiveness of sins is a wonderful beginning, and it brings great joy to everyone that has believed in Jesus Christ. I found that to be so. Oh, no, it's not a small thing to have the burdens and guilt of life lifted upon us. I thank God that I don't have those burdens. I don't have that sin anymore in my life, that it's been removed from my conscience, that I can live a life free in Jesus Christ.
Thank
How many
Lord.
Know what I'm talking
Thank
about?
You
see, God has given a simple and effective plan of salvation that many in the ministry today is trying to change. It's trying to change up because they feel that we are in the 21st century and things need to change. They're trying to strip the gospel of its power, that the power it has to save souls. But we are told in Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse, we're told these words, that the word of God is quick and it is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
You see, you can't turn around, change up God's word, because God's word is going to go forth in spirit's power.
Amen.
And he went on to say there, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see, the word of God is going to cut you coming and going if you are not right with God. That's the power of God's word. Many today feel that they can embellish upon the gospel to draw souls to come into God. Others want to doctor up the doctrine just a little bit to make it more appealing to the young people. Some have gone to teaching smooth things. But all of these clever inventions of men can never improve upon the gospel, because the gospel was perfect from the beginning.
Amen.
If there has ever been a need for preaching the word of God, that need is today.
Mm-hmm.
The day in which you and I live right now. For us to be able to fully understand exactly what the gospel is, we must get into the word of God. You know, Romans 10 verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This hearing is not only external, but it is hearing with the heart. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Oh, we've been learning about the Holy Spirit in our Sunday school lesson. And I thank God for this quarter. I thank God for learning about the Spirit of God. You know, we started out with the nature of God. We started out with God's relationship to man. Started out in this quarterly, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of Man, Christ's humiliation, Christ's exhortation, Christ the atonement of Christ. Then we went on the Holy Spirit before Pentecost, the Holy Spirit's coming. And then we talked about today what the Holy Spirit does. And if the Lord, and I mean, excuse me, that was last week. Today we spoke about how to receive the Spirit. And then now, next Lord's Day, if the Lord allows us, we're going to talk about the church and the mother. And then if the Lord allows us to see November 28th, we're going to speak about the nature of Satan. And all of these things have a purpose. Saints of God, we need to know all about what thus saith the Lord. That's why the hearing of the word of God is not only external, but it has to be in the heart. We got to know what the heart has to say. We got to know that the heart is right with Almighty God. Oh, we're not just preaching any old thing and saying any old thing, but there is a gospel message that must be preached to mankind in order for mankind to come to Almighty God. The gospel message this morning is the story of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when mankind hears it, they must heed to the word of God. Oh, they've got to be convicted of their life of sin. You can't come to God unless you are convicted of your life of sin.
Amen.
Look at what Paul says in 2 Corinthians. We're going back to 2 Peter, saints. But the Spirit of the Lord would have us to go over and look at these words. Because we're living in a time right now, as Brother Byron and I were sharing after Sunday school, people aren't hearing the word of God. And then if people are hearing it, they're not heeding to it. They're not being convicted by it. The enemy has hardened their hearts and their souls and their minds to the things of God so much
that the word of God is having to come forth in a way so it can penetrate through all of the things that are going on. Look at what Paul says here. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world, he said, worketh death. You see, it's godly sorrow, and that comes from a heartfelt conviction that will produce a desire for someone to want a change in their life. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? All godly sorrow leads to a heartfelt repentance and a change. Saints of God, I was listening to a mother the other day, and she was sharing about her grief, about the loss of her son. He was 20-some years old. He died from an overdose. She started out by saying that he is at peace now. And I thought, there's no peace in the death of a sinner. She talked about how drugs had invaded his life, how he tried to get off those drugs, but he couldn't. And eventually died of an overdose. And I know there are those who will say to me, Sister Renee, you don't know if they asked God to forgive them as they were taking their last hook or as when they were dying. Let me share something with you very personal. We had a family member, and that family member died from an overdose of drugs. But those that were there when that family member was taking their last breath, they said that that member was crying out and screaming and pounding on their chest, I am on fire. They were screaming and crying out that I'm on fire and banging on their chest as they fell to the ground and went into a coma. They were not calling on God. They were not asking God to save them. Then I had a co-worker, a former co-worker. Their son was killed in a horrific car accident. And I can remember this co-worker had come to work that day, had drove right by the accident and did not know that it was their son in that accident. The child had just left out of their neighborhood and went onto the main road and was speeding, trying to go around another car. And the child ended up hitting another car head on. That child, their son was killed, but there was the other young man that was in the car, and his life was spared. And the co-worker kept saying, I just want to know what my son was saying when he left this world. I want to know what were his last words. And the young man told him his last words were a bunch of curse words. He wasn't calling on God. Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Don't get down to your deathbed and think you're going to fool Almighty God and try to call out to God at the last minute. Because my word, the word of God tells me the Spirit of God has to be wooing you.
Amen.
The Spirit of God has to be calling you. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, look at the thief on the cross. Oh, yes, I understand what the word of God says. But there was not just one thief. There were two. One cried out and the other did not. We've got to tell our family members. You see, God knows what you're planning in your mind. God knows exactly what you're thinking. But it's a serious thing to turn away from God when the Spirit of God is wooing you to come. My Bible tells me my spirit will not always strive with man. The Spirit of God is not going to always strive with you. There's going to come a time when God is going to cut you off. If the Spirit of God is speaking to you, if the Spirit of God is telling you to stop doing something, you better stop doing it. Don't play around with God.
Amen.
If the Spirit of God is saying to you, you need to get your soul right with God. Don't say, I got till tomorrow.
tomorrow, or I'll wait till another time, or that's only for old people, or people who are dying from some kind of disease. No, it is not. It is for all mankind. Jesus died for each and every one of us, that those of us who would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved from our sins. I know the masses this morning, they're teaching other things. They're saying to you, it doesn't matter. You don't have to live like this. You don't have to live righteously. You don't have to live soberly. But there's nowhere in the Bible that tells you that you can live other than a holy and righteous life to enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
My Bible says, without holiness, none shall see the Lord. If you don't have holiness in your life, you are not going to see Almighty God. Let us go back to 2 Peter, the first chapter, and let us see what the Word of God says. Oh, saints of God, I thank God for His Word.
Amen.
Thank God for all that He's done for us. Thought about all the souls on yesterday that the Lord allowed to cross our pathway.
Mm-hmm.
All the souls that the Lord blessed with food, and a Bible, and material to read. And I'm trusting that they will look at that word. I'm trusting they will read out of that Bible. We saw many of them come up, and they were very thankful, very nice. And we thank God for that, and telling us how nice it was for us, but it was not about us. It was about getting the word of God out to a community, to let them know that Jesus saves.
Amen.
Praise our God. In 2 Peter, it tells us there in verse 4. Let us go to verse 5. We were there. He said, and besides this, giving all diligence, he said, for us to add to your faith virtue. You see, virtue is moral uprightness. It is holiness, which we talked about on last Lord's Day. You see, this word literally means excellent living for Almighty God. In one word, God is telling you and me that if we live by the Bible and live morally pure lives for Him, then we are guaranteed of all God's precious promises that He has made in the Word of God. Then we are to add to virtue knowledge. Knowledge is an understanding of the truth. And how to live out in our days, our lives, on a daily basis in this old corrupt world in which we live. And if we want to get truth, we need to get into the Word of God. Having sound knowledge of the doctrine. You see, doctrine is the teachings of Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, for us to know the Word of God for ourselves. The Word of God shows us how we are to live as Christians in this world. Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy, turn with me there for a moment. He says in 2 Timothy, the second chapter in the 15th verse, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. He said, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus in John, the 5th chapter, verse 39, says these words, search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, for they are they which testify of me. If we think we have eternal life, we have a duty and an obligation to get into the Word of God and search the scriptures and know where we stand with Almighty God at all times of our lives. And then in Jeremiah, the 15th chapter, verse 16 says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Saints of God, are we eating upon the Word of God? Are we eating all that we can of the Word of God? And the prophet went on to say, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. You know, it's interesting how we're living in a time where many want to say, oh, I don't have any joy in my life. I want peace. But look at what the prophet tells us. He says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Saints of God, we're called by the name of God.
then we need to get into the Word of God and to know how we are in the family of God. Praise our God. And then in 1 Peter, we are told in the second chapter, in the second verse, as newborn babes, he said, desire the sincere milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. If we want to grow in the Lord, we're going to have to get into the Word of God and eat and to know where we stand with Almighty God. Let us go back to 2 Peter again. He says, to knowledge, temperance. Oh, my brothers and sisters. This word means self-control. As children of God, we cannot do as we please in this life. We've got to exhibit self-control. We must control ourselves at all times and do as the Lord wants us to. Oh, Paul said it best in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. We're going to break down the armor too, saints, but the Lord wants me to give it to you this way.
Amen.
He says in verse 27, he said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means what I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. My, my, my. Also, this is one of the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians. When we talk about temperance, you see, it saddens me to see how many professing to be children of God, and they lack self-control. As soon as the enemy tempts them with something, they resort back to the old man. They began cursing and swearing as if God is going to excuse that behavior because they happen to be angry at that moment. Not so. God expects us to control our tongues.
Amen.
He expects us to control our temper. God is not in for us flying off the handle and getting mad and getting even. Oh, that is not of Almighty God. You see, having a temper can get you into big trouble. Oh, look at what it says in Ephesians, the 24th chapter, 26th verse. It says, be ye angry and sin not. He said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And he goes on to say, neither give place to the devil. When you lose your temper and you began to curse and swear, you are giving place to the devil. Ecclesiastes 7:9 says, be not hasty in spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. As children of God, we should never think that holding a grudge or trying to get even will help us. When we do these things, we assume the place of Almighty God. Because Revelation 12, verse 19 tells us these words. He said, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Do we believe the word of God?
Amen.
Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, look what he tells you and I to do. If our enemy hunger, we are to feed him. If our enemy is thirsty, he tells us to give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. You'll see good for evil. You don't turn around and do evil for evil. That's not of God. He said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen?
Yes.
Oh, yes, all of us are going through temptations, saints of God. The enemy is trying very hard to tempt us. The enemy is trying very hard to keep us from the things of Almighty God. But not everybody has to fall into sin. You don't have to fall into sin when you are being tempted. The difference is we've got to have self-control. We've got to know how to walk away and say, I'm leaving this in the hands of Almighty God. We got to get to the point, you know, they say in the world, consider the course, consider the individual, and just walk away from it and leave it in the hands of Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? There are times when the enemy will come up, and the enemy will get right up in your face. You've got to learn to walk away. You've got to learn to turn the other cheek. You got to say, this is not worth my salvation, but I know a God in heaven who is able to fight my battles because he told me so in the word of God. This is why having on the whole armor of God will help us to be able to stand in the evil days in which we are in right now, when the enemy is attacking us on every end. If you have on the whole armor of God, you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise our God. Peter went on to say there in 2 Peter, let's finish it up there. He went on to say, he said, into knowledge temperance, into temperance patience. Things we got to have patience in everything. Into patience godliness. My. Into godliness brotherly kindness. Into brotherly kindness charity. You got to have love one for another. He said, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God. You see, God has given us his battle plan to counterattack the schemes of the enemy of our souls. And we must do everything in our power to see that we guard ourselves as it's necessary to fight up against what the enemy is doing. We don't have to just apply the armor, but we must put it on so that we may be able to stand against the wiles. And what are the wiles of the devil? The wiles are the tricks, the deceit, the cons, the scams that the devil is running in our day and time right now. Jesus said in John 10:10, he tells us the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. You see, the devil has nothing good in him. He is not coming to make our lives more abundant. No, he is coming to destroy our lives. You may say to me, Sister Renee, why do we have to fight against the enemy now that we are saved? You see, the devil is still the devil, no matter how long you and I have been saved. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Peter is letting us know that the devil is prowling around, saints of God. He's looking for those saints or those Christians who are unprotected and who have not armed themselves with the armor of Almighty God. That's where we are told in 1 Peter 4, verse 1, these words. He said, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. And the mind of Christ was and is completely unselfish. He gave his life for you and I. He loved us. He put us above his own needs and his own desires. He sought the will of Almighty God and not his own. He had no time for sin in his life. He sought the glory of God the Father. He was willing to go to the cross for to suffer for you and I. And early in the morning, he went to pray to Almighty God. And in his humility, he became a servant. Praise be to Almighty God. You see, when your mind is not in sync to the things of God, the devil will drag you away from God and what God has called you to do in the kingdom of God. But when you think like Jesus, you are armed against the devil's scheme. How many know what I'm saying? I believe, thanks of God, when we realize that we are in a spiritual warfare and we are in right one right now, we will know that the armor that God has given to us in the word of God is necessary in order for you and I to be able to defeat the devil. And we will know that the source of our strength is the weaponry that God has given to each and every one of us. And if we want to be victorious in our spiritual battle that you and I are facing right now, we are going to put on the whole armor of God. I ask you to think about this for a moment. You see, the devil is busy attacking us with temptation after temptation. What are you saying, Sister Renee? I hear it. Oh, many say to me during the week, they let me know the things that they are going through. And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Saints of God, the devil is attacking me likewise. I am going through just as much as you are going through, and in a different way. Just because I preach the word of God does not
mean that I'm not being attacked by the devil. I believe Sister Blake and Brother Byron and Brother Levester, Brother Maurice, and even Brother Sister Millen, they all can attest to that. The more you teach the word of God, the more you stand and read and study, and that's for all saints of God, the word of God, the enemy begins to attack you. He attacks in various ways. He may come in and attack you and cause you to fall asleep. He may attack you when you're sitting down to read. A disturbance comes here. The phone rings here. Someone knocks at the door. The children begin to act up. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The enemy is busy. He is on the prowl. But you and I have got to have on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
If we are able to stand.
Amen. Amen.
And when we've done all to stand, we got to stand having our loins girt about with truth. Look at what James tells us in James 1, verse 2. He said, my brethren. You see, James is addressing this to you and I and to all the saved, knowing that we are going to face some things in this life and that we will be tested. Our faith is going to be tested. And that we will have to stand the test. He goes on to say there, he said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Meaning when you didn't see it coming, you still got to count it all joy.
Amen.
He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Patience. And what is that patience? That patience is in waiting on Almighty God to answer. That patience is standing back and seeing the salvation of the Lord work through that situation. Patience is not you trying to solve it, but letting God solve it in God's way and in God's manner. Praise our God. He said, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I just didn't know how to act in that situation. Well, if you need wisdom, when something comes up again, ask God, and God will give you the wisdom to tell you how to act. God doesn't need us acting out because the world's already doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't need saints of God doing it too. He went on to say here, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. You see, if you're there doubting what God is going to do, don't even ask God. If you get down to pray and you say, well, Lord, I don't know if you really can answer this. Don't get up. Mm-hmm. Don't waste God's time. Because he said, if you doubt, he said, in the word of God, he said, let us ask in faith. For he that wavereth like a wave of the sea. And then he went on in verse 7, said, for let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. If you get out and you're praying and you don't believe God is going to answer the prayer, don't keep praying. Get up. Because our God is a prayer-answering God. Our God is able. He went on to say there, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth. And the grace of the fashion of it perishes, so also shall the rich man fade away in his way. You know, everyone in our society wants to be rich today, running after riches. The Bible tells us, you may say, well, Sister Renee, can the saints have money? Yeah, the Bible said if riches increase, just don't set your affections on them. God didn't say we have to walk around poor and looking poor. No, we're rich. Our Heavenly Father has supplied all of our needs. He went on to say in verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. My. I thank God for the testimonies at Bible study on Wednesday night.
I also thank him for the scriptures from Sister Webb, mm-hmm. Brother Byrene's exhortation that we must be rooted and grounded in the Word of God so that we can yield fruit all year round. Mm-hmm. Also, Sister Melita, Brother Levester, Sister Carol's scripture and song, "The Lord is my light." Oh, I enjoyed the testimonies of those who stepped out in faith and took a stand when others were being disrespectful to the name of God. You see, storms of life are going to come, saints of God. God allows these storms in our lives to strengthen our faith in him. But let us not allow the difficult storms of life to become bigger than the promises of Jesus Christ. He promised to be with us through any storm that he allows in your life and in mine. We've got to allow the storms of life to make us trust God as our refuge and our deliverer. You know, 2 Timothy tells us this in the second chapter, verse 3. He said, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." You see, in the natural, when someone joins the military, they exchange their civilian life for the military one. They are trained in the military ways and purposes. As believers, through faith in Jesus Christ, we are in union with him. And our old life is no more because a new life has been given to us through the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, yes, we are facing conflicts, saints of God. Yes, we are facing battles. And the enemy of our soul is warring against us. But we do not fight the way we used to. Nor do we fight with carnal weapons. As believers, our battles and wars are fought with weapons that are not recognized by or seen by this world. The weapons of our warfare are from God and not from man. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. You see, as believers, our true enemy is not a physical man, but our warfare is with the principalities of darkness, and his name is Satan himself. You see, the world sees Christians as weak. They see us as inept because we do not fight with aggression. We don't go with arguments, physical weapons, deceitfulness, manipulative ways, and dishonesty, and very different motives and things the world has. No, we are told in verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 3, these words, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," meaning we don't have guns and knives. We don't have to armor up our houses. So if the enemy comes in, we shoot him down. That is not of God. Amen. Praise our God. But he said, "But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God." He went on to say, "Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." The more we mature in our walk in faith, the stronger and the more intense the warfares are going to be in this life, saints of God. We've got to understand that Satan is what Jesus describes in John 10:10. He is powerful. He is deceptive. He is experienced. He has been attacking, deceiving, and trying to defeat the people of God since he tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He has over 2,000 years of practice, and he knows what he is doing. He has one focus, and that is to steal from us. He has to kill and to kill everything about us and to keep our lives in destruction, in despair, until he destroys it. What we need to know is that the devil is real and he hates God and is doing everything he can to steal God's glory and undermine the kingdom of Almighty God. Oh, he commands a vast army of demonic spirits. And they are actively right now working in our world today. How many know what I'm talking about? You think about all these wizards and various things that are going on. You think about all these spirits that are out there. Our children are getting mixed up in them. Sometimes you'll hear people say, "Oh, Harry Potter, it's innocent. It's just reading material." But that material is not innocent, saints of God. We got to be careful what our children are reading. You may say, well, you know, they enjoy it. They can understand. They can discern evil communication, corrupt good manners. We are exposing our children to a lot of things, and the children are accepting things in their mind and in their spirit that is wrong. What are you saying, Sister Renee? I know what I'm talking about because I was sharing with Sister Maria. We may be sitting down and looking at something, some of the children's programs, but the children, they will end up navigating right straight to something that is wrong. They look at all the other stuff, and then we see them doing these things that maybe there was just one little spot of it in what they were watching. And I said to Sister Maria, why is that so? And the Bible tells us, because they come here speaking lies. Yeah. We come here with a nature of sin. And so we've got to be careful even in our little children and what they are watching. Oh, yeah, Satan has power, but he doesn't have all power. What are you saying, Sister Renee? 1 John 4:4 lets us know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 lets us know that Satan is the god of this world, but he must bow before Almighty God. Oh, yes, yeah, Satan has a vast kingdom, but God's kingdom is infinite. Oh, saints of God, I'm in no wise pumping up the devil. I'm not giving him glory. I am simply telling the truth about the enemy of our soul. We should never underestimate his power to deceive. He is out to destroy everything God is and everything God is doing in this world. One of the ways he does this is by attacking the children of God. Verse 11 in our scripture reading talks about the wiles of the devil. As we've already mentioned, that phrase refers to deceptive tricks that the devil does. Look at some of the things that the devil is doing in our world right now today. Look at some of the things that he's causing that are happening. Oh, we have young people who are running after various things. Young people who are running after, you know, tattoos and things of that sort. They want to get into these things because the enemy is making it look attractive that you have walk around with what they call a sleeve on them and all over their body because their body is artwork and they can walk around half naked showing off this art. That's a trick of the devil.
Amen.
To the lost, let me tell you something. How he keeps you in sin. He deceives you by lying to you about the consequences of sin. He will tell you that it's okay to experiment with sex, but he doesn't tell you about venereal diseases. He doesn't tell you about STDs. He doesn't tell our young people about unwanted pregnancies, broken homes, and broken hearts. He tells you that if you sniff this, you'll get a high like nothing else. But he does not tell you that you can get hooked on just one sniff. He does not tell you that it might be laced with deadly fentanyl and that you might die after that one sniff. Oh, yes, he does this in any area where sin is involved. He will cause you to believe good things. He will cause you to trust those good things to the detriment of your only soul. That's what he did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. When he deceived her into believing that God was withholding something from her. And she believed him and she doubted God. Yes, he deceived by casting doubt on the word of God. He will tell you that truth is a lie. He will also tell you that lies are truth. He will introduce you to false doctrine. Again, that's what he did to Eve in the garden. He deceives by causing you to doubt God's goodness. He will tell you that there is a better way than serving the Lord. He will make you to think that God is holding out on you. He deceives by causing you to achieve salvation, telling you that you can achieve salvation on your own. You don't have to go through all of these things and you don't have to call upon God. You don't have to make a confession. You don't have to come to church. That's the deception of the devil. He will try to cause you to be good and say, well, my good is good enough for me to be saved. I give to the poor. I send in tithes every now and then. But that is not of God. Amen. You see, even after we are saved, he will try to deceive us into thinking that we don't need God any longer. He will try to cause us to think that we can do it on our own. That's what he did with Eve in the garden. Turn with me to Genesis, the third chapter. You Bible students know it well. Praise our God. Look at what he says to us, beginning with verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, meaning he was more tricky. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. You see, here the serpent began, he was suggesting that God was lying to them, that God was not telling them the truth. He said, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. God knew what he was telling them. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant, see, that's how the devil will do. That God will say, don't do this. God will show you things that are wrong. Just like the devil will show our young people, and not only young people, old people too, I see it's happening in our world today. Drugs are running rampant in our land. He will show you that, oh, it's okay, you can get high, you can do all these things. He shows you that. You see it on the news. You hear where souls are being destroyed. Souls are being turned around. Souls are dying, going into a devil's hell. Yet and still, the devil will come back and make it look attractive. The devil will package it up in kind of packages and sell it to you and say they're edibles and you can have these. Oh, that's what's happening right now. The devil will even use our government to turn around and say, oh, we're going to legalize marijuana. You can have just so much of it. And we know that's what's going on in our society today. And now you've got people running for, well, I need it for medical purposes. I need it for this. We're living in some perilous times, and we've got to be careful of the devil and what he can do. Amen. He went on to say here, and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Oh, saints of God, our enemy is deceptive. He is after you and he is after me. And he will do anything he can to destroy us if he gets the opportunity. You see, the Bible said he is our adversary. He has techniques. He has things that he's doing right now. He is keeping many of our loved ones, saints of God, from coming to God. He's got them out there in the world believing they have a lot of time to live. He's got them out there in the world to believe that they can continue on with their lifestyle that they are living right now and that they don't have to come to God. Oh, that I can wait. I've got a life ahead of me to live. I was listening to the news the other day, and I believe you may have heard it too, where the man had just gone up into space. He went up there on one of those rockets, and a week or two, well, they just said the other day, he died in a bad accident. Oh, life is short. We don't know where death is. We don't know what could happen to any of us. That's why we've got to have on the armor of God. That's why we've got to be saved, saints of God. We sang that song, when Jesus comes again, we'll be ready to go, saints of God. We know that we are ready to go right now. You see, the Satan will try to deceive, just like he did in the garden. He thought he had gained victory over Almighty God back then. Oh, but God already had a remedy. God already had a plan for mankind when man fell. God already knew that man was going to fall, and he set out the plan of redemption in motion before the temptation even occurred. We're told in Revelation 13, verse 8,
And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We're also told in 1 Peter 1, verse 18, he says there, for as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed. Oh, saints of God, praise be to Almighty God. He said, for as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you. Thank God, amen?
Amen.
Thank God that he had a plan of salvation for mankind. I know, saints of God, our world is looking for peace. And they're looking for peace in a world that's filled with turmoil. But the only peace that one will find is in Christ Jesus himself.
Amen.
Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, to receive this peace, we have to open our hearts and minds and invite Jesus Christ to come into our lives by faith, knowing that God is still in control and asking him to show us the way. Isaiah 26 verse 3 tells us, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Jesus said in John 16:33, and I know you know these well, saints of God, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. See, in Christ Jesus, we will have peace. But he went on to say, in the world ye should have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise our God. You see, we can have God's presence in our lives every day of the week. We only yield to him. Peace of God comes from keeping our minds fixed on God and not on the things of this old world. Saints of God, I believe life is hard for many people. But I believe if more people would come out to hear the preached word of God and fellowship with the saints of God, that they would be able to live this Christian life. You see, hearing, understanding, and believing truth can change the course of a person's life. How many can bear witness to that this afternoon? See, it changed your life and it changed mine. Turn with me to John 8 and look at these words that Jesus had left on record for us. I pray that you're still with me, saints of God.
Amen.
Oh, he says there in John 8, in verse 31 of that scripture, he says there these words, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. We got to continue in the word of God in order for us to be disciples of Jesus Christ. He said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you what?
Free.
It's the truth that makes us free, saints of God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I know when we're being tempted, sometimes in some situations, temptations will have people take their eyes off of the Lord and focus on their own circumstances. You Bible students know the story of Peter. In Matthew, the 14th chapter, you can read it in your leisure. I know it was one of our scriptures this week, this past week, while he was walking on the water with Christ Jesus. You see, as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus Christ, he was able to walk on the water and go toward him. As soon as he turned his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. The same for you and I today. As long as we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, we can make spiritual progress regardless of the trials and all the difficult circumstances that are going on in our lives right now. Romans 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the call according to his purpose. When Peter took his eyes off of Jesus Christ and began to see the effects of the wind, Christ allowed him to begin to sink. The soles of his feet began to go beyond the surface of the water.
Oh, we know that Peter was an experienced fisherman, and we know that he probably could have swam, yet he was in danger because of the severity of the storm. Yes. He needed the strength of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit to survive the storm. Likewise, you and I need to rely our strength on in Almighty God, not in ourselves, but in Almighty God, in order to survive the storms and trials of this life. We need God's help through the power of the Holy Spirit. As soon as Peter began to sink, Peter called out to Jesus Christ to save him. Likewise, as soon as we take our eyes off of Jesus Christ, and we began to focus on negative conditions surrounding our lives, and we began to sink spiritually. And in our walk of faith, we try to solve our own problems, and we try to do it in our own strength and in our own ways. But we need to cry out to God and for God to deliver us from our trials with the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, saints of God, I say to you, let us not wait until we have sunk to the depths of despair in order to cry out to God. Just as Jesus cried from sinking in the sea, God can rescue you and I. If the Holy Spirit is there for you and I, he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Do you believe the word of God?
Amen.
Praise Amen. Our God. You see, no matter how strong the winds of adversity get, no matter how hard the devil presses against you and I, God has given us the Holy Spirit to guide us. We don't have to act with fear when the enemy comes in against us. We don't have to quit on God and say, I'm walking away from salvation. I don't see anything in it. No, we've got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us learn to stand firm for Jesus Christ. Even when we're being tested, saints of God, let us go through those tests. Let us go through those trials, knowing that on the other side that we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that is carrying us through those trials. I thank God when Sister was up praying. And I thank God when she was praying about her situation, when she said, you know, I had cancer and the Lord healed me from that cancer. I can remember the day, Sister Smith, if you don't mind, when we went to the hospital with us. Sister was laying there and getting ready to go in. We began to have prayer for her. She was calm laying there. She had settled it. Live or die, I am the Lord. Either you did, you get the cancer out or not. I am still the Lord. And when we had prayer for her, the doctor came in and he said, can we have prayer? We began to pray. Sister went in and had surgery and they said she came through. And I'm going to say with flying colors, we knew she was coming through because we serve a God who is able.
Amen.
Sister had settled it in the Lord.
Thank you.
And I thank God for that. All things, we've got to settle some things with God. We've got to have peace. We can't allow all the stresses of this life to get us down and having heart attacks and stress and having high blood pressure and various things. I can remember the late Sister Carter used to say, the kid, you know, when she was here praying for her family members to be saved, and I believe it was her or maybe it was even Sister Jackson. They said, you know, you can get all sick and have yourself all down and go into the hospital. The kids are still the devil is going to still be the devil.
Yeah.
You'll be dead and gone, and they still will be living for the devil. Mm-hmm. And she was right. Oh, what are you saying, Sister Renee? No matter how hard and how strong the winds go, we got to stand on the truth of God's word. As we said before, life in this world right now is becoming increasingly hard to navigate. It is harder without Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother Levester said, as he was praying on Tuesday, in intercessory prayer Tuesday, he prayed to God about the hatred that he sees in mankind. and how it seems as though lives don't matter to anyone anymore, and how it seems that these folks are getting worse. Mm-hmm. Brother Maurice and I were sharing how the Bible tells us that things are going to wax worse than what we are seeing right now, saints of God. And how Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 8, that all these are the beginning of sorrows.
Right.
Saints of God, one of the greatest privileges that you and I have as children of God is the privilege of prayer. Do you believe that?
Yes.
To be able to directly go into the presence of Almighty God is an honor, I believe, beyond description. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 4, verse 16 tells us, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you might find grace and help in the time of need. You see, to be able to speak to the God of this universe, the one who created it all, who controls everything, and to know that he has promised to hear us and to answer us is a blessing.
Amen.
That is too great for any of us to comprehend.
Amen.
You see, when you think about it, real prayer is not just about us sending words out into thin air.
Yeah.
I'm sure what's going on.
Lord bless. Lord
bless. But what we are praying is being heard and will be used by God to accomplish God's purpose in this earth. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 19, these words. He said, and I will give unto thee. Oh, not just to anybody. Oh, he didn't give the keys to the kingdom to just anyone, thanks
God.
Of God.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, thanks to God, what a gift we have been given.
Thank you, Lord.
What a privilege it is ours to be able to speak to God, knowing that he will hear and that he will answer, knowing that he has invited us to be involved with him in the work that he is doing. Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks to God, in this congregation, we have seen God move in tremendous power as he has heard and answered our prayers.
Yeah.
I know things are rough right now. I know it seems as though we are laboring hard for our loved ones and souls to be saved and souls to come out to be in the house of God. And it does not seem as if though anything is working, but let us hold on to God. Let us not get weary in well-doing. We're told in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1, it says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Me and saints of God, we've got to continue to do good for souls every day, even if we haven't seen a harvest come in from what you and I are doing. There will be a harvest in heaven, if not in this world. Let us in faith continue to labor for these souls, and in faith expect a return somewhere down the road. We might be dead in God, but God is the one that gives the increase or saves the soul.
Amen.
You and I are responsible for planting and watering. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God when I heard Brother Byron say on Wednesday night, we know he's out there on the roadway. And he said when he looked down, he saw it was time. He, around 10:30, he pulled over and said a prayer. So to be right in agreed with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sister Millicent told me, she set her alarm on her phone. And she said, and it goes off. And she says she knows she gets up at that time, and she's agreed in prayer with us. Mm-hmm. Sister Maria asked me to call her so she can be on the phone, so she can listen in to the prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thank God for that, saints of God. We are unified as the body of Christ. We are one. We are sending these prayers up on behalf of loved ones. I'm knowing that God is able to save them. We need them to be saved. We love our loved ones. We love our children. We love our aunts, our uncles, mothers, fathers, husbands, whoever it might be, nieces, nephews, neighbors. We want them to be saved. Praise our God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let us keep laboring for these souls to be saved. Remember what John said in John 3, verse 27, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise our God. Oh, when we are submerged in God and in his word, we can receive a lot of things, saints of God. You see, when we walk and speak the true gospel of Christ, we will suffer persecution right here in this world. Not everyone in this world wants to hear about Jesus. Not everyone wants to be saved. Sad to say, but there are those who will not come to know Christ Jesus because they have been deceived into thinking that they don't need God. We are told in the 14th division of Psalms, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You see, deception is on the rise. It wasn't only back in the Garden of Eden, but it's in our time right now. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 11 and look at what it says here in the Word of God. Praise God for leaving his word on record for us. He said there in verse 3, he said, but I fear, and this was Paul speaking to the Corinthians. He said, but I fear lest by any means that as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Paul was concerned that the saints at Corinth would be deceived by Satan, causing their minds to be corrupted and get them to believe in something not true and to destroy their genuine love for Almighty God. This same deception is being taught today. Satan is going to be the devil no matter what.
Yes.
He does what he has done since the beginning of time. He uses those who pretend to be followers of Christ. He uses leaders to twist God's word. He uses them to call God a liar in the things that they are preaching when they're not preaching the true word of God through their pride. He makes disobedience to God appealing. Many appear righteous on the outside, but their heart is far from Almighty God. But God has not left you and I defenseless.
Amen.
He has given us his armor for us to know the difference. Turn with me to our scripture text this morning in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. You and I have been set free by the truth of God's eternal word. We are told these words in John 8, verse 32. He said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we will remain free by walking in the truth. The armor of the Christian begins and ends with the truth of God's eternal word.
Amen.
It isn't enough to carry the truth in our hand, meaning in our with this Bible, but we've got to have the truth in our heart.
Amen.
So that we can have victory over the things of the enemy.
Amen.
Praise our God. The psalmist had said these words, and I'm just going to share these with you, but I want us to be there in Ephesians. You can write these down in the 119th division of Psalms. In the verse 11, he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, truth is a person. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God.
Amen.
And only a pure, holy, and honest relationship with him can produce lasting victory. My, my, my. Look at what it says in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, he said, be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. What is it to be strong in the Lord and in his strength and might? The way you and I are strong in the Lord is our faith in Almighty God. God is not asking for our human strength, but he is asking us not to waver or to doubt the things of God. He is asking us to be unmovable in our faith through the strength and might and ability that he gives us through the power of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our faith in God grows when Satan sends blow after blow of doubt. And when we are able to stand against those blows he's sending against you and I. You see, we are to fight and refuse to entertain doubt. Our faith in Christ Jesus is the starting place for the whole armor of God. The armor is not useful if there is no faith. Without
Amen.
Faith, we are told
Amen.
In the word of God, we cannot please God. My, my, my. We got to have faith, saints of God. See, as we look at the armor of God, we got to know that it will not keep us from trial. It will not keep us from test. persecution or the misery of this world. But you and I have got to put on the whole armor of God. He goes on to say there in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Saints of God, are we seeing it in our world today?
Mm-hmm.
Our Congress, our leaders, they've made all these rules. They've ruled on various things. In our Supreme Court, they ruled that marriage can be between anyone. When the word of God has told us marriage is between one man and one woman. Now we're living in a time where the Supreme Court has said you can marry whoever you fall in love with. And now we've got all this confusion going on in our land. Now that the Supreme Court has done that, now look at the different states. They're turning around, and now they're enacting all kinds of laws because people are they're having problems where folks are going in the restroom. No one knows what restroom to use. If you're a man, you should be using a restroom that's for a man. There's a restroom for a woman. Now we've got gender restroom, gender neutral restroom, where we got, what do they call the restroom? I can't think of the name right now. Unisex restroom. We've got them all happening. Our schools right now are having to deal with all of these issues. That's because we did not want to retain God in our knowledge.
That's right.
We set out to go against God's word. That's the spiritual wickedness in high places we're dealing with right now.
Amen.
He said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The armor of God will protect our mind. We'll protect our will and our emotions from sin and doubt and ungodly thoughts and behavior. Our faith in God enables us to stand no matter what the enemy throws at us. When life hits us hard, saints of God, we've got to stand in faith. We've got to stand in union with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We've got to stand in Christ's strength and allow it to take dominion over the fears and doubts that may come up. Because they are going to come, saints of God. But you and I can't give in to those things. You see, in Christ Jesus, we have all the inner makings to be victorious soldiers of the cross.
Mm.
We have everything that we need to be victorious over the enemy of our soul. But we've got to suit up in the provided armor that God has given us.
Amen.
God is able, through his power, to enable us to take our stand against the attacks of Satan and all of his imps. He can enable us to stand and protect everything we have been given. When Satan attacks us, we are made able to stand. Do you believe that, saints
Amen.
Of God? We do not have to give ground to the devil. We do not have to be defeated. We do not have to lose the battle of life. In many passages of scripture, we are told in the word of God that we are to be overcomers. Being in Christ Jesus is the only way for any of us to be an overcomer.
Amen.
You see, the attacks of Satan come to every one of us. As I said earlier on, I'm not exempt because I preach the word of God. I notice that the attacks are more and more now that I've been preaching the word of God. The enemy does everything he can to discourage me, but I have on the whole armor of God. And it gives me, and not only me, but those of us who are saved, the strength we have to fight on the good fight of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
To have our eyes and our ears to hear and to believe and know truth from lies. Oh, do not think lightly of what will take place when Satan has his sight on any of us. He is more clever and crafty, the word of God tells us, than any beast of the field that God made. This is why we must have perfect faith and strength in the might of Almighty God to stand in the midst of the attacks and lies. The whole armor of God is an advantage every one of us needs right now, saints of God. Verse 14 says, stand, therefore having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. You see, the first weapon of armor is the belt of truth. You see, living a life worthy of God is important as a believer. Mm-hmm. Our code of honor is the Bible. It shows us the truth in order to glorify God and to honor him. When the Lord brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and he gave them his instructions concerning the Passover, he told them in Exodus, the 12th chapter, in verse 11, he said to them to eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. See, they were to be ready to go. Saints of God, are we ready to go if Jesus comes back? The Lord Jesus told his people to be ready to go as well. In Luke 12, verse 35, he said, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. That is, we are to be ready to go all the time, saints of God.
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Spiritual loins are to be girded as we are to be looking for the coming of the Lord. We don't wear robes today, but we are to be girded up as well. Our girding is not physical, but it is mental, and it is to be spiritual. Here is how Peter said it in 1 Peter 1, verse 13. He said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Amen.
Oh, come on, saints of God.
Amen.
Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought about, brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The belt we wear in our spiritual battle is not a belt of leather, but it is a belt of truth. If we are to stand in the evil days in which we are in right now, then we must stand in truth. And Paul speaks of our being girt about with truth. He is referring to a couple of specific areas of truth. First, there is truth found in the Word of God. Jesus said in John 17:17, you can write these down, saints of God. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Yes. Without a working knowledge of the truths of the scriptures, we as children of God are prey for the enemy of our souls. Paul has already told us that there is great danger if we do not know truth. He told this to the brethren and there in Ephesians, in Ephesus. He said in chapter 4, verse 14, when he said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. This is why the Lord gave us his word. This is why he gave us preachers to explain it to us. He wants us to know his truth so that we might be able to stand in the evil day. Without the truth, the saints of God have no foundation in which to stand on. And we can be easily led astray. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Oh, right now, the air that is out there in the world where many are preaching things that are not true. The devil is busy. People are in air, saints of God.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is peddling lies. And people are drinking in all of these lies.
Yes, yes.
They don't know how to live right. Many of them, I listen to my husband speaking on the phone with some loved ones, and I hear some of the things that they don't understand basic truth, and many of them are saying they've been saved for years and did not know there were certain things in the Bible. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. None of us know all of the Word of God, but we've got to search the scriptures. We got to know the basics and the basic things that Jesus has put in the Word of God, and that is concerning salvation. That is concerning how we come to Almighty God. If you don't know the basics, I say to you, go to John 3 and read what Jesus said to Nicodemus when he told him. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. That's a requirement to get into the kingdom of God. Oh, my, saints of God. As I said, the only way to combat error is with truth. The only way to know truth is to be exposed to it. And the Bible is truth. The Bible is reliable. The Bible is accurate. It can be read and it can be believed. Do you believe that this afternoon? that those who read and believe it will discover what Paul told young Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, that all scripture, all sister quoted this. She didn't know it was in the message. But young, he told young Timothy these words. He said, but all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine. And doctrine is for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If you don't embrace this truth, you will find yourself being a casualty of the enemy. And I've seen that, saints of God. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Mm-hmm. Oh, saints of God, I'm seeing this today. We have those who were once saved and attended right here.
Yes.
They worship right here with us. Now they've gone back out into the world again, and they're wanting to try to come back to God. They're having a hard time in finding their way back to God. They turn their eyes off of Jesus, and they place them back on this old world to enjoy pleasures for a season. And now they're not finding that joy or that peace that they said that they had when they were saved. And they don't know truly if God has forgiven them again. My, my, my. Oh, it reminds me of what Paul told Timothy about Demas in the Word of God. You know, remember what Paul said to him, that Demas had forsaken him and he had loved the present world. And he left and went away from them. Also in Hebrews 6, you can read it in your leisure. You see, the Bible is truth. It teaches us all that we need to know about life and death. It teaches us about heaven and hell. It teaches us about God and Satan and sin and salvation. It reveals our condition before Almighty God. Also, it reveals the solution to our sin problem if there's one in our lives. And it is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It reveals a way of salvation. It reveals the final destiny of the saints. It reveals the final destiny of the lost. The Holy Spirit had us to speak about this in the message on last Lord's Day. And highway, a way of holiness. The devil will have you joking yourself right into hell. You see, none of us know when our lives are going to end upon this earth. Death is coming. We're told in Hebrews 9, 27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. We have some statistics that we said on last Lord's Day. We gave them out about folks that are dying. And I went out and I was looking, saints of God. People are dying that we know from COVID-19, and it's sad. This virus has claimed more than 765,000 lives just here in the United States of America since this pandemic started. And in the world, it is estimated that over 5 million souls have died from this dreaded disease. We also gave statistics. On average, that every second, 3 people die. 3 people in the world die. Every minute, 180 people die. And every hour, I should say on average that every second, 3 people die in the world. And every minute, 180 people die. And every hour, 11,000 people die. This means that every single day, approximately 250,000 souls are entering into eternity. And after death, there are only 2 destinations, heaven or hell. And last Lord's Day, we were saying that conventional wisdom is saying that these souls are going to heaven. But my Bible tells me very few are going to be there. He said, few that find, be that find it. But my Bible does tell me, and we read the scripture in Isaiah 5, verse 14, that hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Oh, this is why it behooves us, saints of God, to spread the good news to lost souls. You see, the Bible is to be read, believed, obeyed, and loved. Those who will be led into the path of life and spend eternity with God. You will read a Bible and you will know what the truth is of the Word of God. I say to you, if you own a Bible, Praise Almighty God. Begin to read and let the truth of God's word soak in. We gave Bibles out at the turkey giveaway. And I'm trusting saints of God that those souls that receive those Bibles will open them up. Open up that literature that Brother Maurice and Sister Blake put together to put in there so that they can know about Jesus Christ. Oh, we got to read, saints of God. We got to shape our minds and shape our souls so we can be guided in the way of Jesus Christ. We got to make the Bible the foundation of our soul and to stand on the truth of God's eternal word. Oh, I thank God for the word of God.
Amen.
I thank God that
Amen.
We've got to have a sense of commitment and preparedness. And I thank God that he is preparing us as the children of God here in this congregation. I thank God for that. And I thank God for several weeks back in the summer, God had Brother Byron. He spoke to us on Wednesday night, Bible study, on the topics of truth and establishing what is true and how God's word is feeding for the souls of mankind. Do you remember those studies, saints of God? You see, when we serve God, we do so out of sincerity and not out of hypocrisy, but with total commitment to the will of Almighty God. Oh, this will enable you and I to be able to stand. Thanks for coming to a close. See, there's far too many believers right now that have allowed the cares of this world to grip their lives. They're being entangled again with things in this world. It's causing them to fall away, saints of God. And it's a sad thought to see what's happening. But I say to each and every one of us, let's stand firm on the word of God.
Amen.
Let's live according to the word of God. Because Paul said in 2 Timothy 2, verse 4, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier.
Amen.
If you're a soldier for Jesus Christ, have the truth of God's word girt about your loins. Staying true to God's word. Stay girded up with the truth. And when you're girded up with the truth, it means that you're walking with the Lord and you have committed your life and you are disciplined to the things of Almighty God. And as a committed Christian, you're prepared in the day of battle that when the enemy comes in, you're able to stand against the enemy. You're able to live this life that you have been professing to others and you've been saying to others, that you've disciplined your life and your walk with Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
We've got to stand for God in the day of battle. We've got to stand because around us there are many souls that are looking at us and watching us, saints of God. But we've got to stand as the enemy is waging a battle. And at the end of the way, our faith has got to kick in. We've got to know that we have faith in Almighty God
Amen.
When we are going through something. Praise
Amen.
Our God. I shared with Brother Byron. I said to him, you know, there are souls who say, well, you know, I just can't tough it out. I can't go through all these things. But, you know, there's athletes out there. Made me think about them. Many of them, they're running to get a gold medal.
Yeah.
They will do everything they need to do to get themselves into shape, to go to the Olympics so that they can compete. They may one year get a bronze or they may get the silver. And then they say, they have their goal set to go for that gold. And they do everything, meaning they'll trim down, they'll slim down, and they'll make their diets and do everything they need to do so that they are ready. How about you and I, saints of God?
God.
Are we dedicated to God like that? Are we denying ourselves and the things in this world and coming to Almighty God and fighting the good fight of faith? Are we allowing our minds to be girt about with the truth of God's word? Are we embracing the truth of God's word? Are we in there studying and reading and studying God's eternal word? Have we set aside a time? And you may say, and I'm saying, I'm not saying you have to do it, but have you set aside time to sit and meditate and to talk to Almighty God? All saints, we all need it. I need it myself. I don't know about you, but I need it.
Amen.
Praise our God. You know, the belt back then around the Roman soldier was in the midsection. It did more than just bind his clothes to him, keep his clothes close to his body, but it provided support for his back also and his abdomen. It helped him to be able to stand in the day of battle. And when you and I embrace the truth of God's word, and when that truth is lived out in our lives, we will be able to stand against the fiery darts of the enemy. Praise our God. See, if the church of God does not stand for truth, the church of God does not guard itself and wear the truth as a belt, we will not have a credible witness to this old dying world. Oh, saints of God, we've got to have on our loins girt about with truth. We've got to take up the essential armor of Almighty God. And we've got to stand in these evil days. I shared with Sister Blake that I thank God for what he has done for us here. Thank God that we have a family of God that loves the Lord. Sister said earlier how the saints were here working. Some had came on Tuesday and worked. And I thank God we were here on Tuesday. Those of us who were here saw Sister Blake on Sunday limping with her cane or struggling to work, walk with her cane. But we came in here on Tuesday like an Energizer bunny. Sister was going about. She was about getting things. She wasn't trying to, you know, act like there was anything wrong. She told us, she said, yeah, I still got a little tenderness there, a little soreness. But she was pressing on knowing that God was able to heal her completely. And then on yesterday, we saw our brother Levester even mention she's going up the steps and down the steps. That was on Tuesday. On Saturday. Well, I heard she was over here on Thursday too, but I didn't see her Thursday. But on yesterday, the Lord had her out there. She was wild out there in the cold, her and Brother Tony out there getting the things, taping them on the bricks out there so people will know which way to go. She was walking around and going back and forth along with all the other saints. Don't misunderstand. I'm just saying how God touched and healed her. Because when her and she and I were talking downstairs on last Lord's Day, she was sharing, she said, well, sis, with my foot, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do a lot of things. I just don't know how it's going to be. But praise be to Almighty God. God touched her. God allowed her to be with us here. And I thank God for it. And she's been praising God ever since. Praise our God. I thank God, too, for the saints of God. And I thank God, saints of God, for the word of God.
Amen.
I thank God that it's been left on record for us. And as we go through these armor, as we go through the armor of God, let us make sure we have on each piece.
Mm-hmm.
Shared with Sister Blake that if the Lord's will, Brother Alan Scott will be with us, Lord willing, next Sunday. I'd ask him to come in because I didn't know if I would be able to speak because Sister Maria was asking me to babysit. They were going out of town, but I'm going to be here. But Brother Scott, I told him to go ahead and come right on in. We will continue on with the armor of God because I think it's important. The Lord gave me this, and I believe that he wants me to preach concerning the armor of God. But if the Lord's will, we'll get back to the next piece, which is the breastplate of righteousness. And I thank God for you. God bless you is my prayer. Let's be praying for Brother Scott.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen. One of the scriptures that Pastor Jenkins read was that 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17, where she read to us, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Everything that she said today was from scripture. Everything. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof,
for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And if memory serves, going back, but they're looking at that word furnished. It used to be like an old-timey meaning, if memory serves me correct, furnishings were clothing. They used to talk about, they used to be stores of men's furnishings, men's clothing stores, furnishings. So one meaning for furnishings was clothing, what you put on. And that 17th verse said that scripture is given that the man of God, and we understand that that's generic man. We understand it's not just talking about men, yes, but women, or godly women also.
Yes.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly, completely furnished unto all good works, completely dressed in what it is that the Lord has for us. And then we read in our scripture, and our subject was the whole armor of God. So that's what we have to put on.
Amen.
Our furnishing is the whole armor, thoroughly furnished, totally furnished. So we're putting on the whole armor of God in order to be totally furnished.
Praise
unto
God.
All good work.
Amen.
If we don't have on the whole armor of God, we're not thoroughly furnished. We don't have everything. And that's why the scripture is coming to us, that we may be fully dressed before the Lord. I thank God for the word today. He wants us to be totally furnished, having on the whole, or each piece, as Pastor said. We can't have a piece missing, in the same way that when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, it's one fruit of the Spirit. And so we have to have all of it. It doesn't say the different pieces of the armor of God, but the whole armor of God. So it's God's requirement, it's God's expectation that we have it all, that we have it all on. And we thank God for his word, that we might know what's expected of us. So just thank God. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? What shall we sing? 472 in the worship of the Lord. 472 in the worship of the Lord.
Amen.
And 472. Thank God for his word.
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him in the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? Would you have him save you so that you need never fall? Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee.
His way is for us to have on the whole armor.
His way is to have us fully protected from the pitfalls and snares of Satan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise our God. We need to, that second verse, would you have him make you free and follow at his call? And we talked about, Pastor was talking about peace earlier. Would you know the peace that comes by giving all? And he is able to save us so that we need never fall if we just let him have his way in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. And having on that whole armor will protect us from all those things that Satan would try to bring against us. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen. Is there one who has a need? Is there one? Amen. Amen. Or one just saying, just pray for me. I want the whole armor. Amen. 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 I want protection. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. We'll remember those upraised hands. We'll sing that last verse.
Kingdom, find a place of constant rest. Would you prove him true in providential tests? Would you in his service labor always at your best? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you are to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with thee.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen. It's always best to let the Lord have his way. Amen. We're told to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Amen. In all our ways, we're going to acknowledge him that he may direct our path. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the message. And it's good to know that the Lord, you know, you've had when you eat your physical food and you thank God before you eat, you thank God after for having fed you. Even no matter how full you are, you pray that the Lord will let you have another meal at some point. And so we just pray that to know that the Lord is going to give us another meal on this whole armor of God. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
We're going to look to the Lord in prayer, remembering each upraised hand. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God. We thank you once again. We thank you, as Brother Matt says, one more time, Lord, for giving us your word.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, for anointing, dear God, your word and applying it to our hearts, dear Father. Lord, that we might walk, Lord, according to your statutes. Lord, that we might walk according to your commandments, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that if we hold to you, dear God, we will never fall. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember each upraised hand, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would bless and supply, Lord, our every need. Lord, we, Lord, want to be fully equipped, dear God. Lord, we want to be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Lord, we want to have every piece of the armor, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we even sing a song, Lord, where we're told, put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, yes, dear God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear Father, that you would help us, Lord, to have on each piece, Lord, of the armor, Lord, for we know, Lord, that you have supplied it, Lord, that
Amen.
We might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
Lord, again, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember our each upraised hand. Strengthen us, Lord, in your might, dear Father. Lord, that we might be the people that you're calling for us to be, dear God. And, Lord, that Satan would not get the advantage, but, Lord, that we may, Lord, submit ourselves unto thee, dear God, and resist the devil, so that he will flee from us.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who heard this word, dear God, Lord, and are not saved, dear God, because we know, Lord, that in Ephesians it talked to brethren, dear God. So, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for the souls of those who are not yet brethren, dear God. Lord, we want them to know, Lord, that they can be brethren by the blood of Jesus, Lord, and Lord, that you're able and mighty to save, dear God. So, Lord, we're also praying for lost souls, dear God, and pray, Father, that your word, dear God, would go forth, dear Father, and touch hearts, and Lord, that they would surrender themselves to thee. Just continue to have your way, Lord. We're also, Lord, lifting up Brother Scott, dear Lord, Father, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, that he would come and preach, Lord, your word to us, Lord, on next Lord's day, dear God, if you allow him and us to see it, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, always praying, Lord, for your spirit to anoint your word, God, as it goes forth. Lord, whoever, Lord, you send to bring your word. And truly, Lord, we're going to walk in your word, dear Father. We're going to walk in your statutes, Lord, and obey you, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that in your word, dear God, we have eternal life, dear Father, if we, Lord, remain and abide in your word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just a few announcements. We thank God for blessing us on this Sunday, November 14th, 2021. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way." God blessed the November turkey giveaway to the community. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Remember Bible study on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. by phone. And please prepare your phone so that it will be able to make it all the way through the Bible study. Turn it off for a bit before service, then turn it back on when it's time for us to call and connect with each other. Happy birthday blessings this week to Miss Betty Roebuck on November 19th. Amen. We thank God for blessing Sister Millicent and driving today. We always pray, lift our bus drivers up in prayer. So please pray for Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. this week. He is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. Our thought for today, when Christ is all you have, you will realize Christ is all you need. Amen. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise God. He is all. He is everything that we need. He's all that we need. Amen. It's just a thought that was on my heart.
Amen.
May we turn to page 122 in the Worship the Lord.
Amen.
God is so good.
Yes, he is.
God is so good. Amen. We think we're nearing the end of the year, and we think about how God has blessed us this year.
Amen.
All the many ways that God has blessed us this year.
Amen.
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 You think of your car has an odometer. It tells you how many miles you've gone. We think about our spiritual odometer and how God has blessed us this year.
Amen.
And brought us along. May we sing, it's short. May we sing this song?
Amen.
Please. Page 122.
22.
122. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good.
Amen. And so we thank God for all that he has done to us individually and collectively. And so as a congregation, we're just, I just want to thank God. Amen. Praise God.
While they're doing that, we're going to do these ones.
Yes.
I see. Bless God. Bless the Lord. Oh, well, bless the Lord. No, this is yours. Oh, this is mine. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank the Lord.
Yes, I have. Sister Webb, Brother PJ.
Well, bless the Lord. Bless God. There's nothing like the family of God, is
Amen.
There? I mean, truly a family of God.
Amen.
In the true sense of what a family is supposed to be.
Amen.
Amen. We understand, you know, we know that there are families that in the world where people are squabbling, fussing, fighting, and so on.
Uh-huh.
But we know that this, we know what God intended. And we
yes.
thank God for this family of God.
Amen.
Sister Lawrence. The fact that you could hear his, you heard his voice afterwards is already a blessing. God has already been merciful because that didn't have to be. He could have been gone.
So,
yes. Yes, yes.
But I was glad that it didn't
Sure, sure. So it would have killed him and other people as well. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We will remember him in prayer. Amen. And thank you.
Amen.
Very, very much. Amen. Shall we stand?
Amen. Thank the Lord.
I thank the Lord for delivering Sister Renee, letting her deliver a beautiful message today.
Amen.
Sister Holmes.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Thank
Amen.
The Lord. Bless. Brother Byron, would you mind dismissing us in prayer?
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again we look to thee in prayer.
Amen.
We want to say thank you. You've allowed us to come to your house this day.
Amen.
You allowed us to hear your word. Truly thankful, Father, for all that you do for us each and every day. We're thankful for, as it's been said, the family of God, the people of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And having an understanding of what it means in the house of God,
mm-hmm.
in the church of God.
Praise our God.
Realizing that righteousness and holiness in the Spirit of God will unify us together.
Amen, yes, Lord.
So we ask that you would continue to bless and
Amen.
Even this day, remember our loved ones, thankful for the different testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
Things that were brought this day that our ears have and our hearts have heard. We ask that thou would continue to remember our loved ones far. We ask that thou would remember them soul, body, and spirit. We ask that thou would bless according to your riches. And as we prepare to depart this we ask that thou would go before
my God.
Our pathway sure to where we may be headed.
Yes.
That thou would guide and direct us and not your spirit. Be with us, and as you said in your word, to Susan Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
We ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Christ, take us our prayer.
Amen. Praise our God.
Praise our God. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, thank you.